on this, then there's something I must do. Make a phone call, say something, do something so that you can break through that, and then you'll find that the warm fuzzies will eventually follow that. Where you can look that person in the eye, where you can say, you know what, I love you, I appreciate you, and mean it for real. Here's where you establish that. You don't wait till everything gets well, because even when you get over that and you get all the money back, all the money you need, all that stuff as well, you still are harboring something down on the inside that the devil can target. He'll come eventually for that seed. So it's here where you want to get all that out of you. It doesn't mean that we're perfect, but it does mean we're forgiven. The Lord went as far as to say, if you don't forgive, sometimes we look over this verse. He says, if you don't forgive, he said, when you stand praying, forgive. And you know, here's something important. You know, you can say, Lord, I forgive him, but it's still on you. But you need to stay there a little while. You need to stay right there. Lord, I said I forgive him, but that's what I said, but here's something stuck on me. Talk to God about it. See, some of us need to understand and experience deliverance without a preacher laying hands on you, or you get delivered on your own in your prayer closet where that thing is gone. Amen. Stay there until you sense in your spirit you're not harboring something, that resentment or that hatred or that whatever it is that's trying to jam the frequencies of your spirit and bind you up. That's why we must have a prayer life. A prayer life. That's our life. Okay? So, having said that, he said to love our enemies. Do good to them that persecute you. He didn't say avoid them. Come on, we're talking about an authentic you. Where you can walk in the midst of stuff and not be moved by it. They know they did wrong by you. You know they did wrong by you. Everybody else knows they did wrong by you. But you can walk in the midst of them and be you. Wow, you're talking about representing the kingdom. Jesus knew his persecutors, his enemies, sat on the first row. I'm just checking. Sat on the first row at his meetings to try to trap him. Didn't move him one bit. He was the authentic him. He didn't mutter. He didn't stutter. He didn't change the message. He was who he was. And that's what we're after. We want to represent him in every environment fully and not just be a man pleaser or like a salamander shaking hands and kissing babies, you know, to please the multitude, but standing firm on the word of God. Amen? Okay, so here we are. We're going to rise up out of this message. Let me give you some indications of what happens here and the challenges that we face in this sphere as we rise, okay? Remember, it's called the ionosphere is contiguous to or with the mesosphere. In other words, it's connected to it. It's a place called the ionosphere. It's the ions in the ionosphere that create the radio waves, that cause the sounds. So the ionosphere here is causing sound waves. This is where you start to hear. Now, the Bible tells us to take heed what we hear. I'll say it again. The Word of God says, take heed what you are hearing. For with the measure that you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Now, let's look at this. In Numbers chapter 13, get that up for me. We're going to go through a number of verses here. Numbers 13 and verse 30 through 33. The Israelite spies, they were in this sphere, and this Caleb and Joshua We know the story well, but let's look at it. Caleb and Joshua were capturing a particular frequency, while the other 10 spies captured another frequency. It says here, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." While they faced this adversity, these giants that awaited them in this sphere, Joshua and Caleb captured another frequency. Let us go up at once. We remember what God promised us. Here, you have to remember some stuff, because you're not going to always feel a lot of stuff. There's going to be in the environment a lot of stuff going on that will distract you, confuse you, oppress you, bind you, all that stuff. So you got to remember, what did God say? You know, think back. What did God tell me? That's what Caleb and them were saying. Let us go up at once, for we are well able. Next verse. But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able." Okay, they were all these frequencies going around. They grabbed another one. We're not able to go up. We can't go up. The people, they're stronger than we are. Next verse. Now these guys, they went and saw the very same thing, experienced the very same terrain, saw the very same nations and people, but one captured one frequency, and the others captured another frequency. And you know the story. So all the people, as people are, they followed the majority. Cattle mentality. They followed the majority, and they begin to murmur. Okay, so having said that, that was what you call capturing the negative ions. In that sphere, there's a lot of negativity. And they captured it, and it manifested in their words. Now, we're going to talk about words here, because we're talking about captured frequencies. You, ideas are captured thoughts. You can only think thoughts. You capture thoughts, then you think that, and then you can only say what you think, unless you've become hypocritical in this realm, a liar, theatrical. But you can only say what you think, and you say words or you think thoughts. So whatever it is you capture here is going to be, it's going to start becoming your confession. Now that's very important. That's very important. Whatever you capture here in this sphere, like those 10 spies, they captured the negative ions, they captured the negative report, even though Joshua and Caleb captured a positive report. Said, "We are well able." "No, we can't go up." Saw the same things, experienced the same people, brought back the same fruit, but chose differently. Okay, so now, having said that, if you go with me to Philippians chapter 2, and verse 12, in this sphere is where we must wash our mouth out. I know, and I don't have to go seat to seat or person to person. Ask yourself and monitor yourself. How much negativity flows out of your mouth in the course of a day? "Lord, I hate this. Thank you, Jesus. Child, I'm so sick, I feel like I'm going to die, but thank you, Lord, that I'm healed by your stripes." Think about a moment. How much negativity, how much words do you say that you've captured the negative and you say them in the course of a day? And then you cover it up with, "Thank you, Jesus," or "In Jesus' name." But here you know already sown the wild oats. Now you got harvest there, but now you're trying to cover it up with something and it negates, it cancels out everything else. Here is where what comes out of your mouth is going to be very important. You have to discipline and stay disciplined, because you're rising. Next sphere is the thermosphere, and it's very important. Okay, give me that. Philippians. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Next verse. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Here's where we got to check that spirit. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. How much negativity flows out of your mouth? How many things do you do? You do them, but you murmur. You get it done, but you murmur it all the way, complained all the way in Jesus' name. And then you come to praise the Lord and don't feel nothing. What does it say there in Philippians? Do all things without. There has to be the absence of murmuring. In other words, love your enemy without murmuring. Do good unto them that persecute you without murmuring. Come on, how many really want to be like Jesus? He paid the ultimate price. Okay, so we just read it. We read what the spies said. And we read what Joshua and Caleb, their testimony, they faced the same giants. But they refused to lower their testimony because they remembered the promise. God said, I've given you the land. Amen? Say it with me. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Get that verse back up for me. Next verse. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. How many of the world murmurs and complains? Even in the good time, people still speak negative stuff and talk negatively about themselves. They're capturing the wrong frequencies. They're children of the world. And that's the system of the world, the prince of the power of the air. You have to understand something. The devil, his objective is to get enough voices that are in tune with his frequency. At the Tower of Babel, all the nations were there, all the people were there, and they were able to build because they were all on that one frequency. He understands that principle. And so God, likewise, in the church, on the day of Pentecost, he gathered that it was supposed to be 500. But only 120 showed up. But they were all in the same frequency. And heaven was able to enter the earth realm.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.